I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Jonathan, thank you so much for coming today. Please have a seat.
I'm so glad you could have me.
I've got some bad news.
Some bad news? What's happened?
So the test came back, and we've decided to diagnose you with a big mood.
Big mood?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
How serious is it?
I mean, we looked at the size of your mood. It's almost comparable to your meat, which is pretty huge.
Is it terminal?
You might be relatable for the rest of your life, and I'm very sorry.
Does this mean I'm going to get Twitter famous?
Hopefully not.
You gotta feel sorry for the Twitter accounts that like make one tweet that's just slightly too relatable and suddenly everyone's in their mentions.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, this is the nightmare scenario for you, isn't it, buddy pal?
You laid out like some running meme and you thought, oh, that won't attract the bears. And it still attracted the bears.
It attracted more bears than you could possibly expect.
You're like, this isn't even the premium rump. This is just my drippings, my leftovers.
I didn't even know there were bears in this forest, let alone 90,000.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's the incredible Twitter account, Science Diagrams That Look Like Shit Posts. Truly legendary, I gotta say. But, like, it's incredible looking through it because you're like, oh, yeah, there's, you know, pretty, like, you know, 7,000. And you get to one thing, it's like 45,000 likes. You know, so I'm so sorry that happened out of nowhere.
Oofa diffa.
Oi. Hung laven.
Mihoi
minoi.
Welcome to Raynaloid.
Welcome to Raynaloid, a podcast where we talk about Vocaloids, apparently.
Yeah, we do that.
We do that sometimes.
Raynaloids are voice.
Vocaloids are.
We'd like to launch a new line of Vocaloids we're calling Raidaloids, where you don't get to use them, first of all.
Okay.
You can't use them. They use themselves and they rate themselves. They're very self-critical. Please validate them a lot. They're very fragile.
I can't believe you just made me into a Vocaloid is what you've done there.
I also made me into a
Vocaloid. Hey, there we go. Hey, anxiety.
Hey.
Where are my Vocaloid action figures? I go into Mr. Toy World.
No, wait, stop. Hold on there. Dude, you know what those are. Those are just figurines.
Nope, figures. I want Hatsune Miku punching action.
You can get Nenroids?
Nope, that's not an action figure. I want $40 from Mr. Toy's World to be able to have like a fight pack of Big Al the War Criminal.
Nekomora
Iroha.
I don't think Big Al has a figurine, let alone an action figure.
And that's a crime is what that is.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Like, I think introduce a new Vocaloid range of action figures, specifically action figures.
Okay.
That all have a common theme, maybe wrestling. And then you get to design wrestling outfits for every Vocaloid.
I mean,
give them some kind of signature move, punching action, kick to the face sort of thing. Big Al is the Vocaloid most likely to do a German suplex to someone.
I mean, yes, of course.
Yeah.
Look, all I'm saying is this would take a lot of emotional energy for people to do.
Yeah. But the profits.
It has proven to be popular.
The profits. There's multiple music videos about wrestling. And not only that, there is a Tumblr blog called Girls Doing German Suplexes dedicated to girls doing wrestling.
Well, that is extremely good.
Is that a fetish blog? Maybe.
Probably.
Probably. Someone's.
If it exists, it's probably a fetish.
But also, what a god-tier fetish.
Look, it's the most valid I've come across recently. Like, it blows feet out of the water.
You could never say the word blows and feet in a sentence and then next to each other.
Ah, but I did.
Oh, God. Hey, feet reply guys are the worst. I just want to put that one out there.
Oh, they're not.
Truly the worst.
I don't want them to exist.
Why are you so confident about your terrible thing? Just be like everyone else and hide it in shame.
Be ashamed like everyone else. Repress.
We live in a completely normal society where you have to repress all aspects of your sexuality, and I expect you to follow the same rules.
Anyway, we rate and review Vocaloids here. Vocaloids are voice synthesizers.
Oh, we've got energy for this one.
With little personalities and mascots, and people like them. And we go through and we categorically rank them all because we have the time.
Yeah, and we say bad things while we do it.
We do.
Just the worst.
It's just the worst.
Oh, wow, what an energy. Sorry, I just need to just take a deep breath for a second.
Take a step back. Let's regather our thoughts, collect ourselves, center our bodies.
Okay.
Yes.
Hear me out. Mm-hmm. I've been playing Monster Hunter recently.
Unfortunate, go on.
Monster Hunter's fantastic.
Monster Hunter's good.
Now, there's the Pokemon concept of Gajinkas, yeah? Which are the Pokemon made into human forms. And I'm pretty sure there are Monster Hunter versions of this as well.
Oh, there has to be.
Now, hear me out. Mm-hmm. Reverse Gajinkas make Monster Hunter / Pokemon versions of characters. What does a Hatsune Miku brute wyvern look like?
Oh, I like
Well, first
like
of all,
this.
Hatsune Miku wouldn't be a brute wyvern. She'd be an elder dragon, obviously.
Oh, naturally.
She has too much power. What's her element? Is she water? Or ice? Probably ice, right?
I think she's ice because you got Snow Miku.
That makes sense, yeah.
She's very popular. Winter Miku.
Did I ever tell you about the Winter Miku figurine I had at my store?
You did.
I'm going to tell the story to the podcast because I don't think I have. We had a winter figurine, a winter Miku like statue at my store in the display cabinet. I'm like, oh, the anime section's at the top of the cabinet. I'm going to put it up there. You cannot put it up there because you can see up that figure's skirt.
Oh, yeah, that's bad.
And it's like, why would you? Why?
Look, there's a reason it's out there. We don't question it at this point in time.
This is a store that doesn't sell Cards Against Humanity because it's too adult.
I swore you guys.
No, we're not allowed to.
Wow. Yeah. Hey. It's weird. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Don't do that to your statues, please. Just do the Black Void, like most people.
I mean, that's what I got.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
But yes, Hatsune Miku's dragon.
Yes, definitely.
Big Owl is like the big brute kind of monsters.
Oh, I like this.
Big chin, powerful kind of boy.
Definitely.
I'm trying to think. I've forgotten of every single Vocaloid as I did this. Nekomora Iroha is a cat-based flying dragon.
That's very good. What about Len and Rin?
Len and Rin are a new thing, which is it's a pair of dragons that you have to hunt together.
Extremely
kind of
good.
Like a symbiotic relationship that like they bite each other's tails and roll at you.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. That's a cool idea, actually.
Yeah. They do like a lot of coordinated attacks. Like one goes in front, like the pincer movement kind of things.
Yeah.
I love this.
That's
actually
an incredible idea. But what Vocaloid are we doing today?
Today, we are looking at the Vocaloid Kull, who I'm pronouncing as Kull because it is short for culture, so Kull.
And that's why we're saying it that way.
Yeah, I don't know how you meant to say it. It was actually a mascot originally for a one-off TV special of some kind of Vocaloid stuff.
It was a Vocalo Revolution, which I believe was sort of like a... just basically about how Vocaloid... got created,
so it's kind of like a documentary sort of thing.
I think that's what it was. I tried to find it, but I couldn't.
Lost to the sands of time.
Lost to the sands of time. Yeah, and even if I did found it, it probably wouldn't be subbed.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
The voice provided by the voice actress, Eri Kitamura.
Yes.
Did you look at her filmography?
No.
Well.
As usual, I did the minimum research.
Yeah, no, don't worry. voice characters in a few shows. So like High School of the Dead, Fairy Tale, and actually a show that you may have heard of, you know, fucking Madoka Magica.
I don't know her.
She voiced Sayaka Miki.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
The blue one.
Yeah, the blue one. Friend.
Like,
so like a really established voice actor.
Fantastic. So naturally they got around for that. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't realize that she was like, I think this is the first time we've had like a incredibly well-known voice actor do a vocal, except for Gakpo, but he doesn't count.
Yeah. Like we have singers and we have idols. Yeah. I'm not sure about voice actors. I feel like we've had to have one beforehand. Yeah.
But I don't know if we've had one for something as mainstream as High School of the Dead and Madoka Magica and
That's
Fairy Tail,
true.
Right?
Like, that's those are true. Three those massive. Are like three biggins.
But like, yeah, no, it's like a pretty good background for this.
Yeah. She's got a lot to give.
She does. Which actually, on that note, let's get into look.
Yes.
Speaking of a lot to give, her V3 version is so messy. There's so much happening on this outfit.
It's this one, yeah. Yeah, like I see two outfits here, and that one's definitely my least favorite.
It's not good. Like the coat by itself,
yeah,
good. I like the coat.
Yes.
I think the garter over the short shorts does not work. It does not work, is all I can really say.
I don't know what you mean. Wouldn't you just like to wear a garter?
You're just wearing two shorts is what you're wearing.
Yeah.
Why? Never nude. That's why. Carl's a never nude.
We're not going into this. We're not having this debate.
Never nude shorts?
No. Anyway, I see this design. I'm just going to slide right over that one. This design is interesting to me because it's really reminiscent of a particular anime for me, which was Shugo Chara.
I've never heard of
Shugo Chara. I want you to just look it up and look at the outfits and tell me she's just not a redhead version of the main character.
Wait, this is the right image, yeah?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's the character's coat. That's just that coat.
And she gets an outfit like this at some point.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not even joking.
Do you reckon that's on purpose?
Maybe. I think it's just a very popular, like, outfit, I think, design-wise, at that point in time. I mean, it's got the knee-high black and white socks, which, like...
It's very Scene Kid.
It's very Scene Kid.
Very Morgoth.
Oh, it's Morgoth, it's Scene Kid.
It's a little bit emo.
Who didn't have a little bit of an emo Scene Morgoth phase?
I'm having it right now.
Exactly.
I'm wearing red tartan pants. Like, the issue is the V3 outfit just has way too much happening.
Oh, it's got a lot happening. So
I think the garter over the shorts looks messy.
It is messy.
I think the corset top doesn't look great.
Yeah, that one confuses me the most.
And the boots over the... thigh highs. I'm not sure if I like quite how it looks.
Yeah.
It's done better in the other look.
I agree. Like, even her necklace in that outfit and her earrings just... Oh, no, that's her headphones. And her headphones just feel out of place.
Yeah. But everything feels so much cleaner in the other one.
Yeah, everything feels so much cleaner.
Speaking of, the V3 outfit is actually really nice, like, pink to black dress.
Yeah, I like
that.
I love the fade.
I think the thigh highs, the boots that they chose for it look better.
Yeah, definitely.
Because they're not knee highs, they're... shin high, like,
yeah, and so it works better.
Yeah, I like the hair colors. Like, I think everything. I like the choker a lot.
Yeah, I like how her hair actually fades to pink because then it works better with her headphones.
Yeah,
because those are a lighted color, and that the headphones have like little chopsticks that go in her hair too.
Yeah.
That's really cute.
Like, I think it's. I thought they were antenna.
Oh, maybe they are antenna.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that
virtual
idea.
Virtual diva.
Yeah.
I really like the debut, and I hate V3 Standard. I think, you know the feelings that you have for Big Al?
Yes.
That's the feeling I have for Big V3 Standard.
Now you understand my pain.
Yeah, but Big Al's good, so I don't understand.
Anyway.
She also has a poodle friend.
She does have a poodle friend. It's like it's a little brown poodle.
It's the most like cartoon looking poodle as well. It's like three circles.
Oh, that's excellent though.
Have you taken a look at it?
I can't find it. Show me a picture.
Oh, I'll get you a picture. Don't worry. Everyone just look up Lucia, the vocal, the dog.
Oh, it's got little headphones.
Yeah, it's got little headphones.
That's really cute.
It's like the most cartoon-drawn little baby. I love it.
I love that dog. That is so cute.
Again, dogs give an unfair advantage in this podcast. The animal gives you a bonus multiplier, but if your number is low to start with, you're not going to get much.
It's a buff.
Yeah, it's the combo meter. It multiplies the combo meter. Overall, though, for this one, it's like debut is pretty friendly. Friendly to look at is what I've written in my notes.
I really like that description.
But it's not overwhelming.
Yes.
V3 is just a mess.
V3 has got a lot going on.
So what I got to say is, I'm mixed on the look.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Same. I'm it's cool and it's got some cool elements there. Like a look go a long way, as you see with the debut look. But like...
I think even if you got rid of the garter belt, it would look better.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It needs some work.
Needs some work.
Mm-hmm. Take that one. Take those notes down, Vocaloid.
Which I guess we should go to personality.
Yes.
There ain't much.
Nah.
But you want to know what I found?
Tell me.
One fan says, she's a bitch, but she's a badass bitch.
Wow.
Which really is just a lot to personify a Vocaloid as Ronda Rousey. That's really a lot for them to do, like, the Ronda Rousey, I ain't no do-nothing bitch.
Wait, who's Ronda Rousey?
She's an MMA fighter, transphobe piece of shit.
Ooh.
Sandy Hook denier. Yeah, she sucks. But she was celebrated a lot as like one of the big female MMA fighters.
Of course.
And had her saying, which was, "I'm not a do-nothing bitch."
Right. And so, okay.
That's the energy I'm picking off from she's a bitch, but she's a badass bitch.
And so this person is like this cull.
She a bitch, but she ain't. She's a badass one.
Okay, okay.
Other than that, I really can't find much.
Yeah, no, I didn't find much either. I feel like she was just there to promote the Vocaloy revolution.
Comrade
Vocaloid revolution. Music makers rise up, destroy the companies that make you. I mean,
she has a heavy use of red in her theming as well. Maybe she's in the Soviet Union. Where's my hammer and sickle Vocaloid?
That's got to exist.
Vitaly Blum. Sorry, yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, like I'm trying to think.
The interesting thing is that like she had a lot of support and publicity within the Japanese fandom.
Yeah, she did.
Which led to quite a big positive reception.
Because I think her MMD model was like her official one was modeled by a fan or something.
Make sense.
Which you know, I think a lot of part of that TV show she was a part of was talking about that. Popularity and how the fan base propelled the Vocaloid business.
In the wiki it says that Carl's existence as a Vocaloid is owed to her fans. She already had an established fandom prior to becoming a Vocaloid.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is really interesting to me, actually.
Yeah.
She was also featured in a thing called Cull Makes Revolution.
Huh.
She did like a lot of features with like idols and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so like, she was probably...
It's a big cross-promotion kind of Vocaloid.
It's a big cross-promotion kind of Vocaloid.
Probably one of the most effective so far.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Yeah, she's done a video with a live music singer. She was like one of the first to do this like combo music video. So it's like it's her and an idol singing together and interacting with each other in a music video.
That's really interesting.
Wild.
She really just sort of crosses that line.
Yeah, I will actually link the music video in the description because there's not an easy one to find otherwise.
Oh, fair. Yeah, no, I'd never seen it before. Like in my Vocaloid years, I had not seen much of this one.
Yeah, so I think she's like, because of her prominence in the Japanese promotion and in like hosting the show and all that kind of stuff, right? It really boosted her there. But in the English fandom, there's basically nothing, far as I can tell, which is really interesting. I'm not used to that. I mean, disparity between the two.
I guess first of all, like she isn't a Vocaloid with English capabilities.
Yeah, would you say that stopped ones in the past? Because like I'd say non-English Vocaloids have gotten popular over here.
It still has like it hasn't stopped others in the past, but I reckon it's still a boost.
Yeah. Okay.
But like, yeah, I can see her being big in Japan, and yeah, for whatever reason, she just didn't make it here.
That makes sense. Actually, I mean, that's where the phrase comes from: big in Japan. Are you not familiar with this?
No.
Big in Japan is a term in the entertainment industry, which is that like you can just become ridiculously popular in Japan even if you fail in the rest of the world.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that. That is so cool.
It apparently was like a big thing, I want to say, in the 90s and that sort of stuff. Mm. Yeah. You know, she's like, she's interesting in that way, like, but there is not much personality on her, unfortunately. No. So I'm feeling mixed.
Yeah, I'm feeling mixed.
At least I'll say in the English fandom.
Yeah.
And neither of us speaks Japanese and know how to find that stuff.
Exactly, which is a shame. You know, this is probably what does affect our rates.
Yeah, 100%. We can't be perfect.
We never claim to be.
Exactly. But I guess after that, we should head into our voice.
Yes, we should.
Yeah. So I'll go first.
Yeah, hit me with
it. Mine is called I'm Such an Idiot.
Wow. Okay, let's go.
Yeah, let's go for it.
Let's do this.
So this is a really tough one for me because I like the voice.
Yeah.
But there's not many songs that I like with the voice.
Ah.
Even the one that I chose, I think the mixing is not the best because there's too much happening and a lot of the instrumentation is just too loud straight up. So, but like, to show you the scale of like popularity that we're working with here, even on like the wiki page for Carl's notable songs, there are multiple songs with just the same artwork palette swapped on it, right?
Yeah.
Like, this is not a popular Vocaloid, which means that like you're not going to get the ridiculously good producers making stuff for it.
No, which is a shame.
Yeah. What I will say is that like, I think she does have a very interesting tone. In some of the ones that I heard, like she almost went kind of sounded nasal with it.
Yes.
With a voice,
yes.
Which I'm not used to from Vocaloids, right? Like, it's an interesting voice to listen to.
Okay.
And I feel deviates from the pure like idol style voice that we've heard before, but it's hard to say because there's just not enough examples of it, you know?
I think you're right. And I think like her not having enough examples probably does affect my opinion of her, which is her voice is good. Like it's clean. It's simple. You know, she hits the notes pretty solidly, but to me, it doesn't grab me.
I mean, yeah, 100%. Like we have the issue of we just recorded the Oliver episode about 20 minutes ago.
Exactly.
Who is the best vocaloid of all time, objectively speaking, with a really interesting voice, right?
So exactly.
When you go from one extreme to like then idol with a twist, it's not going to be the most engaging stuff.
Exactly. And I think maybe if she did have more diverse range of songs that could utilize her voice in a more interesting way, then maybe my opinion would be different. But as it stands now, from what I've heard, it just doesn't, it doesn't lend itself to my ear.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Do you want to play your song?
Absolutely. So mine is a staple of the Vocaloid community that has been covered multiple times by multiple Vocaloids.
The classic.
Circus Monster, edgy as all hell. Let's do this.
Hell yeah. What are your thoughts?
Well, yeah, so I think in that cover, maybe she isn't used to her full capabilities. I feel like, especially in a high note, she sounds rather nasally. And just as my personal preference, I don't actually like that in her voice.
Yeah, that's fair. I think I was just more intrigued by it than anything else than like compared to other just pure voices, you know?
Totally. And then like, you know, we've listened to another cover, which is Wave, and she sounds better in that.
So that was a song that we've done on the podcast previously.
Yes.
It was Wave covered with Curl. And like, you can hear the potential of the voice there, but be it just cause like the instrumentation hasn't been like supporting the voice well, or if she works better in faster songs, like it's really hard to tell because of what we have. Like we're not given the stuff that we need to actually form this opinion fully.
Exactly.
Like I'm going to be saying, like, despite my interest in the song, the voice and like aspects that I like about it, I'm ultimately mixed on it.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing to grab you with it. Right.
Like exactly.
It's always the issue of when you look at something and you go like, oh, this has real potential.
Yeah.
And it's just not coming to fruition.
Yeah. I think that's exactly what it is, which is a shame. But yeah, I feel like we've been mixed on pretty much every category with her.
Yes, well, 100%.
Yeah.
It's the case of like every single category, there's the potential for something good.
Yeah.
And just it's not followed through.
Nothing has taken off, yeah.
Which is really interesting. Like Vocaloid 3 as a whole have been like some fantastic Vocaloids.
Some really solid Vocaloids.
And also just like some nothing characters, right? Like Mew, as much as I wanted to like Mew.
Oh yeah,
not much there.
Not much there. Again, had the potential, not much there.
It's very interesting to go through and see like the ups and downs of this Vocaloid pack.
I guess when you're competing with other Vocaloids in that pack, you're like with the really good ones will be elevated and anything less will be sort of just swept to the 100%. Side.
Like we have the recency bias of Oliver.
Oh, definitely.
And that's unfair for Cull, but also like you got to go up against everything, right?
Exactly.
Which I guess takes us to the ranking. I'm mixed on that.
Yeah, I'm mixed too.
All right. First up, I think I know how this is going to go. Yeah. Luca.
Yeah, okay. Just straight up, I think Luca's more interesting.
Yeah. I prefer Luca's look. Yep. I think it is less unpleasant to look at.
Yes.
I'm more happy with the voice.
Yeah, definitely.
That sort of stuff. Like, definitely. As much as Cull has been interesting in what they've done for Vocaloid.
Totally.
And like the cross-promotion side of things. No, Luca wins.
Yeah, and Luca, arguably, I would say, has a bigger presence in the fandom.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. At least to our Western
perception, yes.
So let's do a coin flip. Heads, that means Cull is up against... Ooh, Mako.
I'm skipping right to the last category here and saying I think I prefer Mako's voice to Cull's.
Yes, I'd say it has more personality to it.
I think I prefer her appearance to Cull's.
Yes, it is less messy.
It's simple. It's basically Cull's, but it's simplified.
Yeah.
And it looks better.
Yeah, 100%. And like personality, there's not much for either of them. Mako just had like the funny alcoholism thing, which sucks, but on the same, like
she also had the sort of big sister component to her as well,
which we quite liked,
which was nice.
So and cowboy Uggs.
Cowboy Uggs, oh, it's good.
Yeah, it's true.
So I think I'm a Mako
on this. You're Mako stan.
I'm gonna stan her in this particular situation, and then once I leave the room, I'm never like, again. Yeah, she's okay.
Yeah, she's fine. Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah.
That means we are up against Prima.
Okay, her voice is definitely better than Prima's.
Yeah.
Appearance.
Yeah, I prefer
Carl's.
Carl's, yeah.
It's messy, but it's better.
Yeah, it's messy, but it has like the clear color distinctions between aspects of the costume.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, like, and Prima's is messy as well, just in its own way.
Oh, totally.
And personality. I'd say there's a little bit more on Carl than there is on Prima. Yeah. Still not much.
Yeah.
Which means Pico.
Ooh, I think I prefer Pico's design because it's more interesting. It's got that sort of...
Yeah, I love
little Pico's. Electronic...
And the reference to the guitar and all that kind of stuff. Like, yeah. Pico's design is really cute.
They got really creative with it.
I think I prefer Pico's voice.
I think I do too. Just because it did have that personality and it helps being done by a, you know, like an actual singer.
Yeah, it's a real shame that I do not remember much about Pico.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
This is like the point of the list where things start to blend together.
Definitely.
So Pico we prefer?
Pico we prefer.
All right, Tonio.
I think I prefer Cole's design.
Yeah.
I think Tonio's was either the basic stock photo or the weird unicorn demon.
Yeah, it was
demon.
Bad unicorn demon, yeah.
That was just, it was interesting, but not in the fun way.
Yeah, no, again, it was messy, to
be
honest.
It was messy.
But it wasn't a really good alternative costume. Personality, we did create the incredible image of Tonio swimming through martinis.
Oh, that's a lot to contend with and come back with. Wow, we did that.
We made that with our mouths.
We did say those words.
Our brains thought them and then we said them out loud.
And we do it all the time.
Unfortunately. Which, what's your opinion on that one?
I honestly don't know.
Both of them don't really have much personality.
Yeah, I think that's like an equal.
And that leaves us with voice, where Tonio's really only works when it's trying to be operatic.
Yeah.
Or not much else.
Whereas, I think I prefer Carl's.
Which means Carl is our new number 19 Vocaloid of all time.
Hell yeah.
Incredibly mediocre.
You are below Kaito, which is the standard.
Oh, no, the standard is now.
Oh, yeah. Who's the standard now?
It'd be Kaiyuki.
Aww.
Yeah, yeah. Kaito is just below the standard. Kamui Gakpo is nearing the middle of the list, and I don't like that.
It just goes to show you can be extra as all hell and still be pretty average.
That's a good point. Big Al still in the top 10. I'm happy.
Staying strong, Big Al.
My boy. My big boy.
Excellent.
All right. So on that note, we should end the episode.
Absolutely.
Find us on social media on Tumblr at rate-a-tum. No, fuck.
Failed the test. Sorry.
rate-a-lloyd.tumblr.com.
There we go. Find us at... No, I've got to pass this one.
Yeah, yeah.
Lloyd Wright.
Yes.
At Twitter.
Yay. Check out the Patreon for That's Not Canon. It's good. Give us money. Well, not us. Give Zane money. Zane lets us record. Zane good. Check out other That's Not Canon podcasts. There's a bunch of really good stuff on the network.
Yeah, absolutely.
Viewers on your podcast app of choice and tell your friends, please. That'd be lovely. I don't think we have anything else to plug.
Yeah.
So join us next week where we will be reviewing Yuzuki Yukari.
Oh, hell yeah. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.